The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, Martin Testor, Bob Depp on 96.4 Radio Southland. I have got a special guest on the phone this afternoon who got appointed a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit at the Tin's Birthday Honours to Monday the day for services to disability people and for wheelchair rugby. And represented New Zealand in wheelchair rugby at the 2004 Paralympic Games in Essence. He played for the Tall Wheel Blacks in 2001 to 2016. Welcome to the show, Dan. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Kia ora, Jack. Good to hear from you. Thanks for having me on. I think you've sort of given a few high points there, but probably the big thing about me that I like to, or what when I think about myself, is I grew up in Southland, yeah. Very much still part and parcel of what shaped me and who I am. Growing up on a farm out in the Catlins. Mm-hmm. But I've been in Auckland long enough that with the announcement last week, they listed me as Auckland, and I didn't make the cut for people from Southland. So I guess that's a sign that I've been away too long.
Mm-hmm. I hear you got an order of merit in the Tin's Birthday Honours. What was that like for you being recognised for all your awesome mahi in Aotearoa New Zealand?
Yeah, good question. I think initial reaction is, you know, it feels weird that I feel that just really kicking off in life and lots to go and getting out of the starting blocks in terms of I feel like everything up until this point is leading to what's next. So, you know, in many ways it feels a little premature to have some sort of recognition, but at the same time I think as Kiwis we can be a bit overly awkward and overly humble at times, so generally just a lot of appreciation, especially for, I sort of know who nominated me, so that's pretty nice knowing there's someone out there in the world that took the time to put all that goes into a nomination together and did that, so it's a good feelings all around.
What does ABLE offer for people with disabilities, and what being your favourite part being CEO?
Unable. So we deliver all the captions and audio description to the broadcast industry in New Zealand. So all those words on screen, that comes out of our building, along with audio description, which is the audio track for people who are blind and need that audible kicker to let them know what's happening on screen. So it's an amazing organisation. Interesting background, set up as a charitable trust to deliver the services for free. We've got 40 people on staff here turning around about 500 hours of captions a week and about 140 hours of audio description a week. So it's a machine. You know, every day of the year we churn it out. So it's just it's a pleasure to serve as the chief executive and deliver on that public funding. That's where hold Kaitiaki Tanga over, and then I guess coming back more to day to day, it's just I love the variety of the job. It's a small organisation and a little pointy at the top, so, which means I cover a variety of roles. So it can be anything from talking to the landlord today about our lease through to strategic planning for the next 3-4 years and lining up some strategic planning sessions. So it's a big variety of jobs.
Mm-hmm. What was your favourite part when you represented Aotearoa New Zealand at the 2004 Athens Paralympic for wheelchair rugby?
Yeah, 2004 was an amazing time. It was a while ago now. We celebrated 20 years, a few years, a couple of years back now. And all the team got back together to reminisce, and I think that's a sign 20 years on, we're still getting together just to show what an amazing time it was. Mm-hmm. Formative times together as a team and individually. When I think about that time, I actually think about the 18 months that was the build-up to the gold medal match. It was a really constructed, driven campaign where we had a dream goal and a belief that we could do it, and then we just had to figure out how we were going to get there and let the result take care of itself. So an amazing journey of development, both self-development and as a team and team culture, on top of, you know, physically just being on song and getting to travel the world with your mates and play a sport that you love and all that good stuff. So it's, looking back, it's just it's a brilliant part of my history and memory, and going forward, it's still something I think, whether consciously or subconsciously, I live with, in terms of knowing when you're playing well and believe in something, you can make it happen, and it's the knowing confidence that sort of lives inside you to take through life.
Yeah, there was a same of us when me, Mum and Dred went over to New York to do the New York Marathon. Mum and Dred had a talk to Hannah about doing the New York Marathon, and Mum says, "Oh, we're going to New York." So I'm like, "No, we're not." First, I didn't believe her, and they were just from going to the Newfield pub and having a conversation and saying Jack should do the New York Marathon, and that the rest was history.
Had a vision, had a goal, and then you figured out how to get there.
Yeah.
And do it well.
By doing, like, hours of training, by pretty much training every single day till we actually released pretty much.
Yeah, but that journey's part of the amazing part of it, right? It's hard, but the hard times are part of the formative times that you get the light to go with the shade at the end.
And I never thought I would get to go to New York at the age of 21 years old. But
yeah, amazing.
Can happen.
Yeah, well done.
Why did he want to be CEO of Ableport, and how many people work there, and when did it start?
Yeah, interesting history. It used to be part of TVNZ. Mm-hmm. So it came out of TVNZ in 2013. So I came on in 2022. So just about a decade into its existence.
Mm-hmm.
What drew me to the organization was the mahi, the work, delivering and making a difference, the meaning behind the work, but also the team itself and the structure of the organization. Those that had gone before me had really set up just a brilliant organization with really good culture and good policies and processes and structures, all that stuff that sounds a bit boring but makes a real difference when it comes to having a good place to work. So that all drew me to it, and getting to work in the media, crossing over with disability sector as well, was like the perfect balance for me.
Yeah. What is your favourite part about your job?
Variety, for sure. Yeah, I was thinking about this recently. Is, you know, some days I just really look forward to getting in and having a day in front of the desk to tackle the to-do list, because other days can be a lot of meetings and working with people and things build up. But I also dread those days, because it means I'm just at the desk tackling the to-do list. So I think a perfect day is where there's a bit of variety, there's a bit of time to myself with my thoughts and getting things done, and time collaborating and working with others as well.
What is Able only in New Zealand, or is it nationwide?
New Zealand, very much New Zealand proud and New Zealand based. So we deliver to all the New Zealand broadcasters. So yeah, you see, I work on TVNZ 1, 2, TVNZ Duke, TVNZ Plus, as well as 3 Sky Open, so all the free air broadcasters. And we deliver to local producers selling their films offshore. So that's where you could see a work overseas, is when a New Zealand company sells a film overseas, our work will often go with them. But generally, we're New Zealand based, local charitable trust using public money, so that big private partnership, to deliver the services for free to New Zealanders.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. What do you enjoy doing when you're not working?
Well, life's pretty full with the kiddos. Yep. So I've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, so I'd say, you know, my in terms of sport, my favourite time at the moment is watching Saturday morning soccer with the 6-year-old. And then just out and about with the 3-year-old. So, yeah, life, I'd say, is... she's full from start to finish.
Yeah.
Getting up early with kids, or if I can squeeze in a quick workout. And then, you know, the mad scramble to get out the door, everyone going their various ways, whether it's kindy or school or work.
Yeah.
And then we all come back together at the end of the day, and we love to get around the table for dinner and share all our dinner news of what's happened during the day.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so it's all the stuff that's it's yeah, we lean into the day-to-day enjoyment, knowing that these years all fly by. One adage that's actually a friend of mine that's I've said to a couple of people lately, we're in the phase of the days are still long, but the years are very short, feeling the years fly by with the kids growing up in front of our eyes.
Yeah, especially this year's going really fast, and it's already most halfway through the year already.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been amazingly quick.
If you were not CEO at Able, what would you like to be doing?
Look, I'd love to be in a, if it wasn't here, I'd love to be in a leadership position somewhere else. I think a lot of people have, been patient with me over the years and managed to build up a decent chunk of experience and working on the skills of being a good leader constantly. So I'd love to carry on just building on that and going from here to somewhere else in due course. But I also love the governance work, so I do a bit of that on the side. So that's all leads to it's probably a bit of a boring answer, but I really enjoy working. So I think if I wasn't here, I'd be digging in and working hard somewhere else.
Yeah. Helping the community.
Yeah.
What are your strengths and weaknesses of being in a wheelchair?
Oh, being in a wheelchair. I think I think I'm pretty much the same person I would have been, hard to say, really, you never know, but I would have been if I hadn't had an injury when I was younger and wasn't in a wheelchair. Probably come with a greater sense of humility and all those sort of good things, a wider view of the world, being in a wheelchair. And it comes with challenges in terms of weaknesses. Reality is some things are just more challenging. It's hard to take a wheelchair on the sand. It's hard to take a wheelchair on the snow. Those sort of pastimes are a bit harder. So I'd say you could put them down to weaknesses. But I think, if anything, there's just so many opportunities out there. Life is very full. And more recently, I've just been focused on taking things out of the calendar and taking things away rather than adding. So all that leads to, I'd say it's not showing away from it can be really challenging at times. It's a very full life and something I impress upon people is anyone with disability, you should have high expectations of what they can do. I think there's a lot of low expectations out there in society about how people with disabilities can live their life.
Yeah. How do people get in contact with you?
How do they get in contact with me? Main way at the moment would just be through Able. If anyone's interested, love for them to check out our site, able.co.nz. Been here 4 years now and more passionate about the organisation and the work than ever. And I'm on there with my contact details as well.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Oh, no, always good to touch base with someone down home. As I say, my heart and soul is in Southland, so thanks for getting in touch. I love getting back down there. It's few and far between, two or three times a year, but it's an amazing place. And even this morning when I was in the gym, I was wearing my Southland rugby shorts and checking online to see if the new stock had come in, and I see pre-season orders are in, so
not long.
I'm getting some more merch and making sure I'm representing up here in Auckland.
Yeah, not long to do, mate, till stairs, so isn't it? Coming around fast.
All exciting times.
Otago. This show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab, links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us on the Doodle Play or Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Dan, for coming on store this afternoon. Keep up the awesome work you do as the Chief Executive Officer for Able and in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.